Eating is an emotional experience, which is why managing your weight needs to be a psychological one. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. We got your Monday, September 10th edition. Got a 10-game slate on tap. Hope everybody had a great weekend, enjoyed some pretty awesome college football on Saturday, and then an insane NFL weekend, just absolutely crazy. Hopefully the two-point conversion NFL DFS podcast helped you out. We heard it did help some, for sure. We've heard some comments that they want done differently on the next episode that we'll definitely use. We're here to do this for you guys, so anything you guys want, let us know. We'll do the best we can to make it happen. Before we get to DFS for MLB, let me tell you about Draft. Draft.com, Draft in your app store, is a great way to play fantasy sports. You draft in under 5 minutes, you get paid out the next day. So many awesome ways to play it. Hope some of you guys played the NFL yesterday. We got MLB, basketball's coming up, hockey's coming up. You got one more golf tournament, and then the fall swing, which will be a ton of fun, where Always Pressing Pod will really help you out. But use promo code SD Sports when you make a deposit, and you'll get entry into a free $3 tournament. So SD Sports when you make a deposit into a free $3 tournament on draft.com, draft in your app store. Also, for you guys playing your NFL DFS, go check out thequantedge.com. Great, great set of tools there. Good lineup optimizer, a wide receiver, cornerback, which really comes into play with certain things we talked about on the two-point conversion pod, and we'll talk about as the seasons go on. But there's an interesting one with all the injuries this week. They have a great injury tool. I highly, highly recommend checking it out. It'll let you know exactly what the impact of each player comes out and how it affects the rest of the players on your rosters for season long, and will help you with your daily fantasy. So go use promo code BENCHED when you check out, BENCHED, and you'll get $10 off your first month at thequantedge.com. So go check it out, thequantedge.com, promo code BENCHED, BENCHED, when you check out for $10 off your first month. Now let's get into this 10-game slate we have here. There's two games that start at the 6 p.m. Eastern hour. Those will not be on the slate. So 10 games starting at 7:05 or later. Nationals at Phillies, 8.5. Indians at Rays, waiting on a total there as Diego Castillo is starting for the Rays. And then the opener strategy there, I believe it's Yanni Chirinos coming in after that. We will have to double-check. Usually that info gets solidified early in the morning. We'll check that out for you. Marlins at Mets, total of 8. Brewers at Cubs, waiting on that one because of the weather in Wrigley as typical. Looks like right now about 6 to 7 mile-an-hour winds blowing in from center. So pretty neutral, maybe a little bump to the pitchers, we shall see. Yankees at Twins, total of 9. White Sox, Royals, 8.5. Pirates, Cardinals, 8.5. D-backs, Rockies, Coors Field, special 10. Rangers, Angels, 8. Braves, Giants, 7.5. So you got 3 totals of 8 or less on this slate. Going to be targeting those ones for sure. Do have some weather concerns, though, on this slate. Pretty nasty ones. Washington at Philly, around 40%. But Miami at the Mets, where your Jacob DeGrom is throwing 90% plus the entire day and evening, with winds blowing in from right field. If that weather report is correct, and usually it is, I highly, highly doubt we see that game played tonight. We have a 9-game slate. So keep an eye on that. Miami at the Mets, DeGrom was 13-5. In a great matchup, of course. That's where you're looking at there. Yankees at Twins, also 20 to 30% chances of rain. So there you have it today. Keep an eye on those. Join us in the Slack chat, as we will always be breaking things down for you to keep you up to date on what is going on. Your pitchers on this 10-game slate. You got Jacob DeGrom at 13-5 at the Marlins. Absolutely lights out matchup. Problem is it's going to rain like a MF-er, and doesn't look good. Doesn't look good at all. So if it plays, he's a great play. He's pricey. I won't be going there tonight. You can look at Corey Kluber at 11-1 at Tampa Bay. Kluber, the Klubot, is outstanding. His last few starts, 35, 33. A little bit of hiccups prior to that, though. He's faced the Tampa Bay Rays once this year. 7 shutout innings, 8 strikeouts for 33.4 DraftKings points. He's been better at home than on the road this year. This home start against the Rays, a pesky Rays team. A Rays team is swinging really, really hot bats. So Kluber's in a good spot. Rays only strike out 22% of the time versus righties. So keep an eye on all of it. He could be in play for you if you want. Or you can save some cash, get some bats, and move on with your evening. The last guy I'm going to mention at 9K and above is J.A. Happ of the New York Yankees at the Minnesota Twins. I think this is the guy. This is the highest I'm paying up tonight, it looks like. This is where I'm going. $9,300 at the Twins. Happ's been hasn't faced the Twins yet this year, but he's been very, very good. 19.1, the hiccup against Detroit, which shocked everybody. And then 27-9, 23-2, 24-2, 25-16, 25-16. Very, very good. 16 or more in 8 of his last 9 with 23 or more in 6 of those 9, which is very nice. So, J.A. Happ, a Twins team that strikes out 23% of the time versus left-handed pitching. A Twins team with a team total of 4.2. Lefties 286, righties 322 versus Happ. But the Twins at 297 WOBA and a 125 ISO versus left-handed pitching. In a really good spot here for J.A. Happ at $9,200. That's who I'm going to up top if I'm paying up. So at 9K and above, I'm going J.A. Happ, Corey Kluber, Jacob DeGrom. See where the chips fall in that one. Now we drop into the 8Ks where we get some very, very interesting options. I think a lot of lineups are going to be built in this range with at least one, if not two pitchers tonight. You got Derek Rodriguez of the San Francisco Giants, $8,700 at home against the Atlanta Braves. Yes, Derek Rodriguez, many people think he's not that good. Well, reality is he's getting it done. He's got a 2.3 ERA at home. He's averaging over 17 DraftKings points to start at home. 18-7 in his last start at Colorado. Struggled against the D-backs, and then 13-9, 24, 28, 24, 15, 23, 15. But overall, I think he's a really interesting cash game play with a little bit of GPP upside. There's better spots in this 7 to 8K range we will talk about. But it's an Atlanta team that strikes out 20.5% of the time. He does give up a lot of hard contact, but has a 41% ground ball rate. And it is a Braves team with a 3.85 team total, fifth lowest on the slate. Lefties 326, righties only 286. And pitching in friendly AT&T Park is something to never frown upon. So D-Rod is on the list, probably not one I'm going to be running to, but is on the list because he'll go low-owned in this range. Jacob Junis, $8,500 at home against the Kansas City Royals, is outstanding. Junis coming off of a couple really good starts. 30 points at Cleveland, 32.6 against Detroit. Then you have a 13-4, a 12.6, but then a 24-5, a 21, a 13. This is what he does. Pretty darn consistent overall. And against the White Sox this year, 3 starts, 12 earned and 16 and 2/3, 15 Ks. He's averaging 10.6 a start, which is not ideal, but his last time out, 5 and a third, 2 earned, 5 Ks for 12.6 points. There is upside the way he's looked his last few starts. Against the White Sox team this time around, striking out almost 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Junis does give up a ton of hard contact. He gives up a lot of home runs. That's always the bugaboo. The White Sox team totals 4.05, lefties 342, righties 336. But a White Sox team with a 308 WOBA, 169 ISO. Jacob Junis at $8,500 is in play for you tonight. As you go down, Mike Minor, $8,200 at the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, is very, very sneaky good. Mike Minor has been outstanding of late. 22-3, 20.5, 24.3. Home against the Angels, home against the Dodgers, at the A's. Three rather difficult matchups. Then at the Yankees, he struggled. But then home versus Baltimore, 27-4. At the Astros, 26.5. And then still put up almost 15 against the A's again. But that's 20 or more DraftKings points in 5 of his last 6 starts against some really, really good competition. This is the guy people thought they were getting when they signed him this offseason and drafted him in this season. That was his first start against Anaheim recently. Again, 22.3 DraftKings points. Been very, very good. Better at home than on the road, but even in the stretch, he's been having some really good home starts. An Angels team that strikes out 21% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Miner's got like a 21% K rate. Problem is a lot of fly balls, only a 35% ground ball rate, and gives up a little bit of hard contact there. Angels team with a 4.2 team total. Lefties 306, righties 351. But an Angels team that struggles mightily against left-handed pitching, a 292 WOBA and a 145 ISO. A lot of people don't look at that with the Angels because you think, oh, Trout, Upton, okay, we're good. Yeah, but that's pretty much where the story ends. There's a couple other guys that might run into one from time to time, but that's pretty much where the story's ending right now. So Mike Minor at 82, very, very intriguing this evening. After Mike Minor, you got John Lester at $7,800. Yeah, he's tilting. Yeah, it's a Milwaukee team with a lot of righties in their lineup. He's faced Milwaukee twice this year. He's started against them once, though. No earned runs allowed, 6Ks, 13.3 DraftKings points. So he had a rainy game against them. Coming off 26.7 at Philadelphia, 8.7 against the Mets, 16 at Detroit, 30.5 at Pittsburgh. He's very, very up and down all season. That's why he's $7,800. But if that win gets even better, it becomes a more favorable environment. That'll be very, very nice. Also, it's Milwaukee, and it strikes out 21% of the time versus left-handed pitching. A Milwaukee team that we're waiting on team totals because of the weather. But lefties 381, righties 355 versus Lester, which is not good. But it's also a Milwaukee team with a 309 wOBA and a 155 ISO versus lefty, which is average at best, which is crazy when you think of all the right-handed thump they have in that lineup. So Lester at 78 does come into play for you. The last guy I'll mention here, and he should, I'd imagine, be chalky unless people are really concerned about him, is Sean Newcomb at $7,300 at the San Francisco Giants. Newcomb's got a 3.12 ERA on the road, 4.72 at home, much better on the road, averaging almost 18 DraftKings points per start on the road. His last home start, three starts ago at Miami, 29.9. We were all over that. Then he had a couple home starts, and then at Washington, 19.3. Another home start at Miami, 20.7. Home start at Milwaukee, minus 1.2. Not ideal. The last three home starts, very, very good. And he's going up against a Giants team, which is dreadful. Dreadful. Newcomb strikes out, or the Giants strike out almost 23% of the time versus lefties. Newcomb, 22% K rate. Does walk too many guys. That is a big problem. The Giants have the second lowest total on the slate, 3.66. The lowest is the Miami Marlins. Lefties, 327. Righties, 310. But the Giants, a 292 wOBA and a 132 ISO versus left-handed pitching. Not good at all. So Newcomb at 73, very, very live today against the San Francisco Giants. So between the 7 and the 8K range, I got Newcomb 1, Junis 2, Minor 3, Lester 4, D-Rod 5. I might move Minor to 2nd, Junis to 3rd. Still looking more into that. There's one punt play today, and it's Lucas Giolito, $4,700 at the Kansas City Royals. He's faced the Royals three times this year, giving up 5 earned and 18 innings pitched. 9Ks, he's averaging 14.4 a start against the Royals. He's much, much better on the road than at home, averaging 13 points on the road compared to 6 at home. But 14.4 on average versus the Royals at $4,700 is outstanding. He struggled his last time out against Detroit. Prior to that, 25-3 against Boston, 27-4 against Detroit, 19-3 against Minnesota, 20.1 against Boston, 5-3 against New York, and then 22-2 against Tampa Bay. A mess up against Toronto, 16-1 against LA, 27-3 against Kansas City. Like 7 of his last 10 starts are like 16 or more DraftKings points. That is outstanding for $4,700 gamble. Like really, really good with Coors Field in play, with a lot of other nice hitting spots to go to. Giolito at 47 can't be overlooked today. He might be chalkier than chalk because you can match him with Kluber if the Grom pitches and still get tons and tons of bats. It changes the entire slate. That's why that 7 to 8K range is interesting to me, because I think a lot of people are going to go Giolito and one of the top guns. Makes total sense. That seems easy. But you can mix and match this middle range or put one of these middle guys with a Giolito, leave some money on the bench if you want to, and get all the bats you want. There's ways to mix this up and see how it goes. So that's your pitching. We'll recap it at the end. Let's get to the bats on this slate. Catchers, as always, if you aren't using Giolito, like a Salvi Perez at 43 always comes in play. Wilson Ramos versus Eric Fetty. Eric Fetty is very, very bad. Philadelphia is going to be a solid look for me tonight. Team total of 4.4, lefties 408. Righty's 397 against Fetty. So Wilson Ramos interesting at $4,200. But if we don't want to pay up for catchers, we go below 4K and see what else we can find. Like a Tom Murphy in Coors against Zach Godley at 37. Could be worth a look for you there. Maybe a Kevin Plawecki at 35 versus Brigham. Not ideal, but not horrible. Farther down you look here, like a Ronnie Chirinos versus Barria is outstanding at $3,300. We know that Jaime Barria, lots of power versus right-handed pitchers. Big-time reverse splits guy. A Texas Rangers team with a 3.85 team total. Lefties 296, righties 378. So Ronnie Chirinos at $3,300 could be very, very nice in this mid-price range for you here. Farther down, maybe a Kevin Smith at $3,200 versus Jake Junis or an Omar Navarez in their lineup. That could be another option for you. And Alex Avila and Coors at 3K versus Herman Marquez is an option. And then maybe Gallagher catches for Kansas City and get him at $2,800 versus Giolito. That's not bad either. So definitely going to have some options down here for you. See what comes up in today's lineups. First base, the birthday boy goes to Coors Field. Paul Goldschmidt, $5,300 versus Germán Márquez. What better way to spend your birthday if you're a power hitting bat than going to Coors Field against an average pitcher? Germán Márquez has been really, really good, actually. Really, really good. But Coors Field, a D-back team with a 4.7 team totals. Lefties 326, righties 260. He's been outstanding versus righties. But Goldie, Coors, birthday, $5,300. Not bad. You got Jesus Aguilar and his power versus Lester is in play if you want to go there. Matt Carpenter versus Williams at $4,800 is interesting because the Cardinals, lefties 336, righties 323 off Trevor Williams. Williams has been very good his last two or three starts. Matty Carpenter is pretty damn good, though, at $4,800. Rizzo versus Miley I like quite a bit at $4,600 because I love when there's a lefty-lefty matchup because Rizzo's really, really good versus lefties and everyone just kind of, the average Joe just walks past stuff like that. Am I saying it's a must-play? No, not at all. But when you look at Miley, he's got the reverse splits. Lefties hit 389 off Miley, righties 283. So you already got a lefty that hits lefties well. Now you got a lefty on the mound with reverse splits. Anthony Rizzo at $4,600 becomes very, very intriguing. Check the weather, though, because if it becomes like a pitcher's environment, it's not as ideal, of course, but does come interesting there at $4,600. Sliding on down for you, like a Freddie Freeman hasn't gone deep in forever, so keep an eye on that one. But Carlos Santana at $4,400 versus Eric Fetty is very, very nice. If you are fading Giolito, Ryan O'Hearn at $4,100 does get our attention. Our boy, you know, he's averaging 9.8 his last 10. He's been much, much better at home, averaging 10.2. He's averaging 9 points a game against the White Sox this year, back-to-back five-pointers over the weekend. $4,100 with that power against Giolito. If Giolito's off, that could get dreadful. Joey Gallo, I know he mentioned the righties versus Barria, but Gallo's always a GPP play at $4,100 regardless of that matchup. Ian Desmond and Coors at 4K. If you are fading Zach Godley, you can go there. Rockies have a 5.3 team total. Lefties 351, righties 336 off Godley. Godley's been very, very up and down of late. Coors might not be the recipe for success there. We'll wait and see. Farther down you look, maybe a Daniel Murphy at 39 if you want to play that lefty-lefty theory there for you. Hunter Dozier, first base, third base for the Royals at $3,900. He's been swinging it well. 2 weeks ago, he was swinging it really well. Still swinging it okay. 9.5 in his last 10. His last two games, 0, 5, and 7. So not lighting it on fire like he was a few weeks ago, but still not horrible. If Justin Bour cracks the Phillies lineup, he's $3,900 versus Fetty. That's an outstanding value at first base. If he cracks the lineup there, so keep an eye on that one. Farther down you look, Wainwright's back for St. Louis. So Josh Bell at 37 could be an interesting play because Waino, I believe this is his first start back from the disabled list. Pirates have a 405 team total. Lefties 349, righties 350 versus Waino. So the Pirates could be sneaky. There's other options I'll probably go to on this slate, but someone to at least keep in mind as you go through it. As you get down to the lower threes, it gets a little more interesting. Like it's Neil Walker's birthday, if you believe in that. First base, second base against Kyle Gibson at $3,300. But not a ton down here that I'm like running to play. So you got some stuff at the high, like $3,900 and stuff like that. Otherwise, go all the way up and make it happen. Second base, Javi Baez at 5K is outstanding versus Wade Miley. Absolutely love that play. You got DJ LeMahieu and Coors. Whit Merrifield versus Giolito at 45 has got a little bit of merit to it for sure. Azdrubal Cabrera versus Fetty at 44 is outstanding. Second base shortstop. Really, really like that play there. Ozzie Albies, 4,100 versus D-Rod. Could be in play for you. Rugio Dor at 41 is not horrible either. Cesar Hernandez has been hitting it a lot better lately. He's 4,100 versus Fetty. He just hits at the bottom of the order, which really sucks. But he's hitting it well, so you can look at him at 41. Again, Daniel Murphy's only $3,900. Someone to keep an eye on there. Jeff McNeil at 39 versus Brigham. If that game gets in, it's not bad. Keep an eye on that. Colton Wong has been swinging a really good bat since he came back this last time. He's $3,800. He could be in play for his 7, 9, 0, and 18 in his last four. $3,800 for Trevor Williams. Fletcher of the Angels, 3,700 versus Minor, second base, third base, if you need a value there. Same with Hernan Perez. If he gets a start from Milwaukee, second base, outfield, at only $3,600 could be a value for you as well. If you're fading Jacob Junis, hoping for the long ball to come into play, Yoan Moncada at 35 does make for a good GPP play. It's always, you know, strikeout or nut or whatever, but becomes very, very interesting there with, you know, Moncada versus Junis at that price point. Let's go over to the third base position. You got Arenado and Coors at 5K. Jose Ramirez is going 30-30. He's $4,900 in Tampa, but Matt Carpenter, 40 versus Williams, very, very solid there. Anthony Rendon at 46 versus Jake Arrieta. I could dig into that as well. Nats have a 4.12 team total. Lefty's 343. Righty's 307 versus Arrieta. But Rendon's been, he's been our guy. We talk about it over and over again. Chris Bryant versus Wade Miley at 43. He's got some merit to it. Yoan Camargo at 41 versus D-Rod. I like that a little bit as well. But one that's nice at 4K, and he's had a big, big last few games. Averaging 12.2 his last 10. His last few game marks, 5, 30, 11, 19, 17. So he's gone double digits in four of his last five. He's $4,000. We mentioned righties versus Barria. Adrian Beltre, $4,000. He's swinging a really, really hot bat. Ride it while you can. Hunter Dozier at 39. Already mentioned him as another decent option in this price range. Matt Davidson, if you're going for the GPP upside at 37, I can dig that. We mentioned him already. Other than that, at the third base position, maybe a David Boat, if he gets to start for the Cubs at 3,400, he could be some value for you. Like a Colin Moran versus Waino at 32 is value as well. So there's a couple more guys to take a look at down below. But so far, at most of these positions, once you get to like 37, 36, it really drops off big time. Shortstop, you got Trevor Story at 57. Great looking play there. If it was a lefty, it'd be a lock, but still a really good looking play. Frenchie Lindor at 52, not bad. But I do like some Trey Turner at 51. Arrieta is not the best at holding runners on, so keep an eye on that one. Didi Gregorius always has a GPP upside, but Asdrubal Cabrera at 44, I really, really like him versus Eric Fetty today. I think that's a really solid looking play there. Go that direction. Paul DeJong at 4,200 has a little bit of merit as well in his matchup versus Trevor Williams, but I like Asdrubal a little better. Going down even farther now, maybe an Anderson Simmons, but I don't think you need to go there. Nick Abed and Coors is $3,800. That brings a little bit of value for you. Tim Anderson versus Junis in your GPP is at 35. But then, like most positions, it drops off fast, real fast. Willie Adames versus Kluber is 3K. Adrianza versus Happ at 3K. If you need a punt, I go Adrianza over Adames just for the matchup. Acides Escobar, 2,900 versus Giolito. And there will be other ones that pop up, but those are a couple punts if you need them. We haven't seen many on this slate. Heading to the outfield, you got Mikey Trout. It's 5,800 versus Minor, which is really, really solid if you want to go there. Love me some Christian Yelich. I don't care if it's lefty-lefty. Yelich's hitting everybody at 5,500. You had Harper at 54, which is very, very intriguing versus Arrieta. We saw lefties are torching Arrieta. Harper's averaging 11 his last 10. His last few, 14, 24, 4. 13, 15, 24. Harper, one may say, is heating up. So 54 versus Arrieta is in play. You got Blackman, Dahl, and Cargo all in Coors at 52, 51, and 48. All in really great spots versus Godley. If you're playing Coors, those are some really good ways to go about it. Those left-handed bats there versus Godley, no sugarcoating that at all. You got Ronald Acuna Jr. at 4,900 versus D-Rod. Very good-looking play there as he just keeps crushing baseballs. That's just what Acuna seems to do these days, crush baseballs everywhere. You got Lokane versus Lester. Lokane, very, very good versus lefties. You can look there. Juan Soto versus Arrieta at 47, also in play for you tonight. Sliding on down, like an Aaron Hicks versus Gibson at 45 is interesting for your GPPs. Marcelo Ozuna is white hot at $4,300 versus Trevor Williams. I do like looking at that. You got AJ Pollock and Coors at 43. Yes, Marquez has been really good, especially versus righties. Coors Field, if you're stacking Arizona, you're not leaving Pollock out of it. Just put it that way. Conforto versus Brigham at 43 is interesting. I like me some Rhys Hoskins at 43. Yes, he's been struggling. Yes, he went deep the other day on quick hits when I told you to play him. But his last three games, 19, 21, 14, he's heating up. He's hit homers in three straight games. Is he going to make it a fourth? We'll see. But when Rhys is streaky, he's streaking. Play him at $4,300. It's too cheap against a bad pitcher in Eric Fetty. Rhys Hoskins, if he doesn't go deep, should at least get you a double or something. Like, he should get you double-digit points tonight. He should against Eric Fetty. It's baseball. Weird things happen. But Rhys Hoskins, at that price point, is just, it's too cheap. Too cheap. Going down even farther, like Sousa Jr. at 4,200 against Marquez and Coors. Sinsu Chu at 41 versus Barria leading off. Justin Upton at 41 versus Minor. Mentioned Joey Gallo at 41 already. Andrew McCutchen's embracing the pinstripes. He's 4,100 versus Gibson. Averaging 7.2 his last 10, 6, 16, and 18 in his last 3. So he can be a little bit of a value against Kyle Gibson. Eddie Rosario at 41 versus Happ, not so much. But Odubel Herrera at 41 versus Fetty. I'm really digging into these Phillies here. I know they have a 4-4 total. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th highest on the slate. So out of 20 teams, it's almost middle of the pack. I really don't like Eric Fetty. I haven't seen anything to like about him. There's still 40% chances of rain in Phillies, so keep an eye on it. But I think the Phillies, You don't, maybe if you don't want to stack them, but definitely some, like a mini 2 or 3 man stack or some one-offs could be very, very helpful tonight. Going down even farther, like a Tommy Pham, if you want to ride his hot streak, he is crushing baseballs. He's 4K versus Kluber. Kluber does give up long balls once in a while. Pham's averaging 13.2 his last 10. 19, 10, 16, 15, 11, 15, and 9. I've been on him like the last 4 days riding it out. Kluber's a beast. No one will own Pham if you want to go there in a GPP. Dropping below 4K now. You got guys like Kevin Kiermaier at 39 who's on fire also versus Kluber. Malik Smith at 39 versus Kluber. By any means, am I saying stack Kluber? No. No. But we've seen him get blown up at times. And Tampa Bay could be an interesting spot for that. But I'm not saying go all in. If you're going all in on Kluber, A, you probably are max entering stuff, which then, yes. And or B, you like going for the nuts, and I respect it. So that's what I'm saying. It's a very interesting spot. A red-hot Tampa Bay team against Corey Kluber, something's got to give. It's very, very interesting. A little bit farther down here, like an Alex Gordon versus Giolito at $3,900 is a sneaky GPP play. Daniel Palka versus Junis at 38. I really like that. We know the power that Palka brings to the yard, so that's pretty interesting there. Jose Martinez for the Cardinals, only $3,700 versus Williams, getting a bit of a discount there in that matchup. Mentioned Hernan Perez already at 36. Someone to keep an eye off. Nick Williams, he's day-to-day for Philly. If he cracks the lineup at 37 versus Fetty, he becomes a GPP play as well. Getting down to 3,500 and below, like Jake Cave at 35 versus Happ. We know he's got some pop versus the lefties for us in the past. Gorkys Hernandez at 34 is not bad, but remember, Newcomb has reverse splits, so don't get all excited there. Greg Allen of Cleveland at $3,300, still too cheap. No one plays him because he bats like ninth, but all he does is put up double-digit numbers often, at least 4 or 5 times a week, it seems like. So, $3,300 there. Robbie Grossman, $3,200 versus J.A. Happ. That could be a play as he does hit lefties really well. Nicky Delmonico, 31 versus Junis. Max Kepler at 31 versus Happ. And Kepler hits lefties well, too. I like Happ a lot, but for value, there's some nice value down here if you need to go that direction. That'll do it for the bats. Let's recap the pitching real quick on this slate. Up top, I got Happ, Kluber, DeGrom. It's price point thing for the most part, and the matchups. Down below, I got Newcomb, Junis, Minor. Probably going to flip Minor and Junis around the more I look at it. Then Lester and D-Rod. And then the punt of Giolito, which will be very, very popular. When you're looking at teams, you know, the Cubs versus Miley becomes very interesting. The Brewers versus Lester could be a GPP type thing for you there. You got Coors Field in play, of course. The Cardinals versus Trevor Williams. If he stays hot, you're in trouble. I love the Phillies. I think I've established that pretty well here. The Nationals are sneaky versus Arrieta as well. That game stack could be nice. And then the White Sox versus Junis and the Royals versus Giolito. It's either going to be a pitcher's duel or someone's going to get really happy. And then remember the right-handed bats of Texas versus Barria. Let's look at the BVP real quick, and we'll send you on your merry way for this 10-game slate, getting this done in about 30 minutes for you, as we like to do. Don't worry about the first two games. We get Washington at Philly. Asdrubal Cabrera, small sample, but 1 for 2 of the homer off Fetty. Kingery and Hoskins have both homered off Fetty as well. Very small samples, but they're hitting 381 as a team. Juan Soto, Mark Reynolds, Trey Turner have all homered off Arrieta. Okay sample size as a team at 276 off Arrieta. So some nice success there to keep an eye on. You go down. CJ Cron, 3 for 8 with 2 doubles off Kluber. Kiermaier, 3 for 11 with a double and a triple. Not much else. Albert Armora and Addison Russell have homered off Miley, but not too much. Granderson, 15 for 51, 2 doubles, a triple, and 3 homers off of Johnny Lester. Braun, 8 for 18, 3 doubles. Logan Forsythe, 7 for 22 with a homer off J.A. Happ. Eddie Rosario and Johnny Fields have taken Happ deep. Brett Gardner, 4 for 11 with a double and triple off of Kyle Gibson. Salvi Perez, 3 for 12 with a homer off Giolito. But as a team, Royals are hitting $170 off Giolito. Super small sample, but that's interesting. Willington Castillo has taken Jacob Junis deep. Moncada 4 for 7 with 2 homers. Matt Davidson 3 for 6 with 2 homers. Keep an eye on that. Matt Carpenter 7 for 16, a double and 3 homers off Trevor Williams. That's good. Paul DeJong 4 for 10, 2 doubles and a homer. Greg Garcia 7 for 13 with a double. Jose Martinez 6 for 15 with 2 doubles. A lot to like there. Josh Bell 3 for 7 with a double and a homer off Waino. Josh Harrison 11 for 29, 2 doubles and a homer. Jordy Mercer with 2 homers. Starling Marte with a homer as well off of Wainwright. Charlie Blackman, 4 for 11, 2 doubles and a homer off of Zach Godley. Paul Goldschmidt, the birthday boy, 9 for 20, 2 doubles and 4 home runs off Herman Marquez. That does not suck at all. AJ Pollock, 8 for 13 with a double and a triple. David Peralta, 10 for 23, four doubles and a homer. Marte, Chris Owings have all taken Marquez deep. As a team, they're hitting 341 off Ramon Marquez with a 446 WOBA and a 285 ISO. Mike Trout has taken Mike Minor deep. Since you chew, 4 for 11, two doubles off Barria. And that'll do it for your BVP, and that'll do it for Quick Hits. Remember, go check out thequantedge.com, promo code BENCHED, B-E-N-C-H-E-D, for $10 off your first month. Draft.com, promo code SD Sports for entry into a free $3 tournament. There's no golf tournament this week. Actually, today they are wrapping up the final round of the BMW Championship, so go check that out. You got NASCAR coming up this morning. Go check out the Faves and Fades preview of that as it got rained out and postponed until today. A lot of baseball this week. We'll have a lot of golf. A lot of football coming up towards the weekend. You got two Monday night games tonight. Go listen to the 2-point conversion pod if you need to play some showdown stuff there, as it's discussed at the very end. A lot more coming up. We'll have baseball articles, football articles, so much more to come. Got a couple Bench with Bubba's. We got Around the Bases, all kinds of good stuff. So check us out, thesportsdegens.com, at thesportsdegens. Join us in the Slack chat for whatever help you need. I'm on Twitter at BDintric. Good luck tonight on this 10-game slate. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your September 10th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.